This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Royal Caribbean's Utopia of the Seas reached a milestone in its construction at Chantiers de l'Atlantique shipyard in France as it floated out for the first time over the weekend. The float-out process, which took nearly 17 months to reach and 15 hours to complete, involved filling the dry dock with over 46 million gallons of water before floating out the Giant. Slated to debut at Port Canaveral in July of next year, the ship will have the longest dry water slide at sea. I guess that's a thing now. And also an immersive train car dining experience. Utopia will also be the first Oasis-class ship powered by LNG. And two more Carnival Corporation ships are getting faster internet. P&O Cruises and Cunard are enhancing onboard connectivity by integrating Starlink maritime internet service across its fleets. The rollout, which began in June, aims to make the high-speed internet service available in both public spaces and in the cabins on ships like Queen Mary, Queen Victoria, and Queen Elizabeth by the end of this year. And then Cunard's upcoming ship, the Queen Anne, will launch with Starlink next May. P&O's Britannia and Azora have already introduced the service in public areas. And Carnival Cruise Line is expanding its culinary offerings by introducing vegan-specific menus across its fleet, starting with the Carnival Freedom sailing out of Port Canaveral and the Carnival Horizon from Port Miami. Now, the menus, which will be rolled out fleet-wide by the end of the year, feature a variety of plant-based appetizers, entrees, and desserts, such as Hawaiian salmon poke. I butchered that. With plant-based salmon and grilled tofu steak and a honey barbecue sauce, the menus will be introduced on Carnival Dream, Valor, Radiance, Miracle, Panorama, and Mardi Gras by the end of this month. And then by the end of December, all the ships in the fleet, including the new Carnival Jubilee, will offer these vegan options to accommodate dietary preferences. And cruise line stocks were down on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 1%, 15.04. Royal Caribbean down 1.5%, 95.92. And Norwegian down a half, 17.12. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.